The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
What is on your mind? That's the question we ask to begin each and every program we call What's on Your Mind. With Todd Mitchell, I'm Scott Hanlon. Welcome. 800-228-0550 is a toll-free telephone number. We'll take your election analysis. 63,013 votes cast in the North Dakota election day yesterday. If you were one of them, God bless you for doing your civic duty. But you were in a super minority. In fact, turnout of about 11.5% of the eligible 545,000 voters actually headed to the polls yesterday. Is it possible to glean anything out of that? In other words, obviously, folks that are going and are engaged, you're glad. On the other hand, does it represent anything? Is it are you able to, you know, glean anything from it? I don't know. Welcome your election results wherever you're from. Have to put a headline, something to the effect of, you know, the status quo is okay. There was nothing really in the way of a shakeup to speak of. The jail passes in Burley and in Morton County. Let's see, that was a contentious one. And so folks there saying, hey, you know, I'll pay a little more in sales tax to have, in this case, infrastructure for inmates and growth ready. School passed in Williston. We had a vote there for the school, rather, and a sales tax vote in Watford City. How about that? 85% not only extend the sales tax, but add to the sales tax in Watford City, which will mean a new event center will go adjacent to the school in Watford City. That's an issue we talked about before. It also means some funding for the hospital project in Watford City. Fargo's Mayor Danny Walliker, who had, for the first time in his political career, a rather formidable challenge from a sitting Fargo City Commission member. And Walliker wins rather handily by 10-11% over the challenger, Brad Wimmer. There were two spots open on the Fargo City Commission, and one of those went to an incumbent in Tim Mahoney, and another to a fellow by the name of Dave Pepcorn, who previously had been on the City Commission before. So, I don't think any surprises to speak of. Probably the biggest election night story had nothing to do with North Dakota and everything to do with Republican leadership and the Tea Party, and that was the defeat of Eric Cantor. For the first time in history, a sitting majority leader loses in a primary. And so that sent shockwaves through Washington, D.C. What's interesting is that, you know, you're going to hear a lot now about the effectiveness of the quote-unquote Tea Party. And I think I happen to believe the Tea Party is more of a way of thinking that's very much like the Founding Fathers and just basic common sense governing principles. Rather than this monolithic sort of evil blob of, you know, and there's some people that try to co-op the Tea Party movement and even the folks within the Tea Party movement to say, you know, we're the Tea Party patriots or we're this. What's interesting, a lot of the Tea Party leadership, and that's sort of an oxymoron because there really is no quote-unquote leadership in the Tea Party, and I think that's by design and part of the beauty of it. It's really grassroots, and I always say the Tea Party to me is more of a way of thinking. It isn't any political infrastructure, but that doesn't compute with a good chunk of the media. They just have to put, you know, okay, Republican Party here, leadership here, Tea Party over there, and it's more of a way of thinking and more of an effort to influence the conservative movement than anything. But this race in Virginia that nobody saw coming really had very little attention from the quote unquote Tea Party types. So anyway, that's certainly big news. We have a couple of guests today that will join us on the program. Pete Hegseth will be here at the bottom of this hour. He's the CEO of Concerned Veterans for America. And we're going to talk with him about two stories that we've chatted about on the air here extensively and have been in the news. One is the scandal at the VA And we have some new information about how our vets have been treated nationwide on that. And also, there was a hearing on Capitol Hill this morning. Secretary of Defense Chuck Hagel is up there answering questions about the release of Bergdahl, which the Obama administration's put right on his back. So we're going to deal with that at the bottom of this hour. Next hour, for the full hour, after a two-week hiatus, the Talk Radio Town Hall is back. And Congressman Kevin Cramer will be here taking your calls. And obviously, we'll talk with him about the visit of President Obama to Cannonball, North Dakota on Friday. Maybe you want to use this opportunity to suggest what issues Congressman Cramer ought to raise with President Obama. I would assume he'll be spending some FaceTime with the president while he's here. We'll find out about what the plans are, but a good opportunity for you to weigh in on that. And there also is a great piece of legislation, speaking of the VA issue, that the House passed this week. We'll talk with him about that. And he also has a hearing now scheduled on some of the issues that callers have called the Talk Radio Town Hall to Congressman Cramer about before on issues related to solving crimes and getting to the bottom of investigations on child abuse and other unlawful behavior on North Dakota's Indian reservations. So a lot of things to cover with him. And by the way, if you have a question or comment, want to get it in early, always encourage you to do that. 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. If you call, when you call, press 1. You can leave a message, and we'll put it in queue for Congressman Cramer in the 10 o'clock hour. All right. So what's your election take, Todd? Do you have a takeaway on what happened in the election?
I don't think there's a lot of, is it apathy or, I guess I feel like it was low voter turnout in so many parts. You know, not even 11% in Morton County and, you know, in the teens in so many other counties that, I guess I thought maybe it is that people just aren't really that frustrated about anything. They just don't feel that strongly. Therefore, they just don't feel pulled to the polls.
I think that's a fair assessment. I mean, you can look at it to say people are apathetic. They don't care. They're thrown in the towel. They don't. You could also say, hey, North Dakota faring better than most places. And I'm okay with the direction it's going, so really don't see a need to go out and generally, you're voting for a change, right? You're voting for, I don't like this. I want to go there. I want to, you know, stop something. And so
I'm mad as H, and I'm not going to take it anymore. But there wasn't really any of that kind of thing going on here. So
exactly.
Both the guys out of office, that didn't really apply to this one.
So I don't know what you make out of 11.5% of eligible voters. Is it apathy or is it, a question of being okay with the direction things are going. Any particular races that have caught your interest? Williston had a mayor's race between a relative newcomer, a business mayor, and a longtime resident and business owner and commission member. They went overwhelmingly for the person they knew. What any particular race that caught your attention or a particular issue that caught your attention? Certainly would welcome your input and analysis on that today on the program at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Todd Mandan, you're first. Good morning. Welcome to What's on Your Mind.
You know, I had a very different take on voter turnout. People turned out at the election place that I was at, there were three that were turned away because they didn't have the proper IDs.
Yeah, this was new this time around. You had to have your ID.
And there was no wavering. I mean, it was either you have the ID or you're not voting, which in my mind, great, you know, because why are you not carrying a proper ID, you know, that people that are, oh, I've lived at this address for over a year and I haven't changed. Well, sorry. That's just the way it is, you know.
Yeah, the law is that you're supposed to have that ID changed, so step up.
Yeah, exactly, you know, and you hate to see people turned away from voting, but if you don't have the proper ID, you know, how many elections might have been turned this last, not this time, but last presidential, how many votes would have been turned if people would have had these proper ID issues, you know? So, that's just one of my takes as far as voter turnout. So
appreciate that, Todd. I have a message from a listener of a different opinion on the new law. Saying, I just wanted you to know that the measures that North Dakota put in place are ridiculous and unnecessarily burdensome. I'm currently studying 10 to 12 hours a day for the North Dakota bar exam while trying to maintain a healthy and normal lifestyle. If I'm able to take some time out of my busy schedule to participate like an active and engaged citizen, North Dakota should not throw unneeded hurdles in front of me. There's no way for me to change the address on my ID card because I use my parents' address as my permanent address because I moved to different apartments at the beginning of each school year, and UND cannot change the address they have on file because the required student certificate takes the address listed prior to November. This is absolutely wrong. Just thought you as a supporter of the measure should know how ridiculous it is, writes that listener. So varying opinions there, and I throw it out to you to say who do you think is correct on the new law. I tend to think the idea of your address being on your ID so they can verify you are who you say you are is not a bad idea. There is one wrinkle for a student there, at least. Greg in Bismarck, when we come back, and more of your calls straight ahead.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The long-awaited NDSU pest management app for smartphones and tablets is now available from the Apple and Google Play stores. Simply type NDSU pest management in the search bar and click enter. The NDSU pest management app will appear and can be downloaded. The app is searchable within each category, giving users a quick way to find a pest or management aid quickly and efficiently. There are also special tools designed for the weed section of the app to provide herbicide efficacy ratings about specific weeds and crop rotation restrictions for herbicides with residual properties. As a sponsor of this project, the North Dakota Soybean Council encourages you to download the app today and explore how it can bring value to you during this year's planting and harvest season.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Chamber.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
All right, let's head to the North Dakota Truck Wash Hotline. Megan's on the phone. Truckers, listen up. If you're tired of the bugs and they're out, North Dakota Truck Wash has a solution. Tell us about this special chemical you have, Megan.
Absolutely. We have a new chemical called Bug Magic. It's included with every wash that you get during the summer at North Dakota Truck Wash. It's also available for sale per bottle.
24/7, they're open at the North Dakota Truck Wash again, just south of the Pinnacle Senex on the truck bypass in Stanley. Call them at 701-628-1550.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We are brought to you today in part by our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Council. NorthDakotaOilCan.com is a great resource to find out more about the $30 billion in economic impact that's coming from that industry in our state, the 60,000 jobs that are right now at work as we speak, and, of course, many more available and open and new opportunities. And, of course, the other thing we often overlook is the incredible contribution to America's energy independence and security that comes from this increase in oil and gas production in North Dakota. Find out more at NorthDakotaOilCan.com. 20 past the hour. Back to the phones here. Greg and Bismarck. A little election analysis or anything else on your mind. Welcome today on the program here in the first half hour. 800-228-0550. Hello, Greg.
Hello. How are you guys?
Good.
Good. Well, I called on one thing, but I need to comment on the last thing you read about the student at UND, the law student.
Yeah.
I'm not sure why he's inconvenienced. The law clearly stated a photo ID and or a valid student ID. He didn't need to do anything. All he had to do was show a student ID. He could vote.
Yeah, interesting point. I'll let him know that on your behalf.
Yeah. I was just surprised to hear that. The reason I did call is I think something very interesting happened in Bismarck yesterday. I don't know how big it will be or how what the impact will be, but the city commission, and I couldn't vote for it, I'm a county resident, took a large swing yesterday. It has been traditionally, and it's a non-party seat, but it has been traditionally more conservative than not conservative, and yesterday the non-conservatives took a controlling, deciding majority in that body. And now those folks also then will be the votes on who appoints the individual to replace our new mayor. So we could have a pretty interesting shift in philosophy on the city commission. And again, it may not happen, but just in the personalities, it's going to be an interesting thing what happens. And let me preface that by saying I know both of the folks that were elected and I have full confidence in them. So that's not the issue. I just see maybe we're going to see a little philosophical swing in Bismarck.
And was that part of the discussion and debate? I mean, in other words, this isn't the voters necessarily saying we want to have the pendulum swing a little with the Fargo's or the Bismarck City Commission rather, but that will be the unintended consequence. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Again, I don't know that there was a conversation. I just know them both and respect them both, and congratulations to them. And I'm just noting that, you know, this is now we do have a different potential philosophical makeup of that group, and it's going to be interesting.
And what I'm trying to get at is in knowing them personally that they're more liberal than the current makeup of the city commission, Asvig and Guy are. Or,
Asvig has been there, so. Now, Josh has been there, so that's not a change, but just the people who left and the people who are coming in now, I do think we're seeing it swinging more to the liberal side. Good or bad, I don't know.
Who was the most conservative of the candidates for Bismarck City Commission?
Who ran?
Out of that group that ran.
Well, I would say probably, I'm going to screw up his name, Muschenberger probably was, and Poole was pretty decided conservative.
And see, sure what's difficult in that is you got that many candidates for limited spots and you got very low voter turnout, so it's really hard to know whether you glean anything. I mean, I get what you're saying, Greg, knowing that the change likely will cause a swing, but I don't think it's necessarily the voters saying we want the swing, but it's what happens when you have low turnout.
Yeah, no, I don't think it was an intentional push on either Republicans or Democrats or even voters. It just happened, and it's just going to be interesting to see how that plays out.
It will indeed. Thank you, Greg. Appreciate that. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number locally. Bismarck Mandan, 701 number if you prefer that, 701-258-0550. Facebook message says, Scott, I was looking at the president's agenda for Friday. He won't be in North Dakota long. Friday afternoon, he's scheduled to be in California. Don't know what for. Maybe they have a golf course grand opening he has to be at, something important like that. All right. I have not seen the agenda yet for Friday on the schedule. Have you, Todd? Congressman Kevin Cramer may have it, and we can break some news But I've not seen it yet, so I don't know where this particular person saw the agenda. But usually you get a media advisory, so you have an idea of what you know is going to be happening and how you can cover it. And then at some point they announce the public part of that. So sometimes we'll get a media advisory that will give us the outline that we cannot share. In other words, what time does he arrive at the airport? What times, you know, some of those details they don't they tell us so we can cover them, but not so that we can tell you. And then there's also a public schedule that's generally announced at some point. But Congressman Cramer may be privy to some of that, so we're going to ask him about that and welcome your questions or comments on it as well. And Congressman Cramer, I know specifically, will have an opportunity to interact with President Obama. So what do you want him to? What do you want him to raise? More feedback you can give him. He'll be here on the 10 o'clock hour of the Talk Radio Town Hall. Been on a two-week hiatus just because of scheduling conflicts. So we're glad to have Congressman Cramer back to take your questions and comments. So look forward to that. I was looking for the previous caller, the results on the Bismarck City Commission. And as we mentioned, Josh Aspig was a first-term commissioner but reelected. And Nancy Guy was in second place. So 25.7. For Aspic, the incumbent, 23.9 for a guy to take the other open spot. Third spot was Mike Moschenberger, 14.7%. I know Mike as well. Would love to see him get that spot. Good guy. Steve Marquardt with 14.2, and then you had the next closest, Dwayne Poole at 7%, Kim Badenhop at 6.7, Doug Phil 3.9, and Micah Miller 3.6. Percent. But again, you try and glean out of a really small turnout what this means. We're all sort of shooting in the dark a little bit, in my view. Welcome your election analysis, though. However you saw last night's results, let us know at 800-228-0550. Some Facebook results here, but I'm going to go to Roger. We have the time before the break, and I have just literally a minute, so let's get Roger in here quickly. Roger, you're up on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, I was just wondering if you guys had heard anything about when you go to this event down at is it Standing Rock where Obama's coming to, if the only way you can get in is if you're Native American.
And you have to have a ticket.
Yeah, and the only way to get a ticket is if you're a Native American.
But just because you are doesn't mean you're going to get one. I know a few haven't.
Well, so, what about us right white? What about us whites? Not that I'd ever go see.
It's
him.
A powwow, so call a tribe, well, I guess.
I've been to a there powwow in Newtown.
Hey, Roger, we'll dig into this a little more and try and find out. There is a ticket system in place, though, ahead of that. We'll keep you posted on it. Thanks.
Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Farmers Union Oil Company, the Senex stores that have been serving the communities of Stanley, Tioga, and the surrounding area for 71 years have a brand new name, Pinnacle, serving excellence. And the Pinnacle Travel Plazas in Stanley and Tioga are the place to go if you're headed for the Bakken. Great food. That's right. Stop in and find home cooking, just like Mama used to make. All kinds of great daily lunch and dinner specials prepared by their executive chef. All kinds of great grab-and-go items, burgers, fries, onion rings, mozzarella sticks, chicken drummies, popcorn chicken, chicken strip baskets. The Piccadilly Pizza's fantastic. Personal pan size, medium and large, order in or take out. They have catering available, too. A great bakery department and a sit-down eating area. Come on in and enjoy good old-fashioned home cooking at the Pinnacle Travel Plazas, right off Highway 2 in Stanley or just north of Highway 2 on Highway 40 in Tioga. Pinnacle, serving excellence.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. to get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Top of the hour. Just quickly on that call before the break, Associated Press is reporting that a limited number of tickets will be provided to members of the Standing Rock Sioux Reservation who wish to participate in the tribe's Cannonball Flag Day celebration that will be attended by President Barack Obama on Friday. Obama says he wants to hear firsthand about challenges Native Americans face and plans to announce new initiatives during the visit to help grow Indian economies. The tribe on Tuesday said tickets will be required because of limited space. The venue will be reopened following the president's departure. First Lady Michelle Obama is also expected to attend the celebration. Kurt and Bismarck had this more information about that. The caller was saying, hey, do you have to be a member of the tribe in order to get tickets, or is it open to the general public? Do you know the answer to that, Kurt?
Yeah, the answer is they wouldn't... The caller kind of surprised me. No, there is no discriminating factor there. The discriminating factor is space. If you knew the amount of requests that they have for tickets, it's getting into the 8,000. So, but I'll trade my ticket to Roger for the Norsefest.
He was calling for Minot, so maybe Hostfest Obama.
Hostfest, yeah, there you go.
Do you know how many tickets are going to be available?
They're extremely limited, and my astute radio host would know why, because it's Secret Service stuff, and it's complicated. They go through things pretty quickly now in today's new technology.
Yeah, well, I know. I was curious. Is it 100? Is it 200? I don't know what the number is.
You know what, Scott? I'll find out for you and get back to your man, and we'll go that route, because I don't know exactly, but I know that it's very limited. And the Secret Service is the biggest reason for it in space.
Got it. All right, Kurt, appreciate the call, and got the listener in mind on an answer, and we'll continue to work that for you. All right, a couple of things we want to tackle today in the way of topics of, you know, we've been covering fairly closely here on the program. One, the VA scandal. There's a hearing today on Capitol Hill where Secretary of Defense Hagel is testifying about the release of five terrorists, Taliban detainees from Gitmo. And also we have a new VA audit telling us that 100,000 veterans are experiencing long wait times for health care at the VA facilities. Two issues that a tireless defender of vets has been dealing with. Pete Hegseth, who's the CEO of Concerned Veterans for America, back with us on the program. Pete, how you been?
I've been well. Thanks for having me.
Great. So the latest on the VA scandal is this audit report on the sheer number. Did the results surprise you?
No, not at all. And frankly, those numbers are lower than the actuals. We dug into the details of the audit, and it was not as wide, as broad, or as deep of an audit as it should have been. It's still good data. But we believe it's even more pervasive. You talk about 100,000, you're talking 57,000 veterans that were identified specifically who were waiting more than 90 days, more than 3 months for their first appointment. And that, not to mention how many would be waiting more than 30 days, which, or 15, which is the VA standard. We're talking hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people waiting months for their first appointment. It also includes 64,000 veterans who never got an appointment at all, who signed up for VA care and just were dropped off the rolls, were never contacted, fell through the cracks. So this is a verifiable fact and a demonstration of what we've known for months now, that this VA system is infected. The bureaucracy is not capable of delivering timely and quality care to veterans. And it's a long overdue that we give veterans options. And frankly, thankfully, there are options moving through the House and the Senate that we're behind.
Yeah. Speaking of which, this legislation that passed this week in the House really makes some sense, doesn't it? Because it gives the VA time to act, and if they don't, automatically they can get access to care other places in the city. Explain the legislation that's passed the House.
Yeah, absolutely. It's basically choice legislation, and what it does is if the VA cannot provide timely care within 15 or 30 days, they're sort of working on that metric, then a veteran has the option to go to a private facility to get that care. Same with geography. If you live more than 40 miles away from a VA facility, you have the choice to instead go to a private clinic to get your care. It sounds simple to people, but it is a massive sea change for the Department of Veterans Affairs that has fought tooth and nail to make sure that veterans don't have the choice to go anywhere else because, well, they're invested in their own system. And to see a vote, 426 to nothing, usually those are, naming of post offices that have no substance. This is a very real reform that was brought forward by this scandal, but also groups like ours at Concerned Veterans for America that have been aggressive in saying, we will not accept the status quo. It is failing our veterans, and it's time for something better. So we're very encouraged by the House vote. Now it's time for the Senate, where legislation goes to die. We're going to put a lot of pressure on them to do something, too.
Yeah, any reports there? I mean, it'd be politically very treacherous for Rita slow walk this one, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be. There was a deal struck between Senator McCain and Bernie Sanders, everyone's favorite independent socialist from Vermont, on Thursday that hews very closely to this choice bill. It does include the choice language from the House, and it does include most of the accountability language, the ability to fire senior executives. It also, because of Bernie's insistence, does include some extraneous stuff that isn't really central to what needs to happen to reform VA, so we're not pleased about that, but it's a pretty good bill. And we think it'll get a vote soon, and then in conference it'll collide with the House bill that is very strong, and we think provides a lot of leverage for folks to make sure that a bill includes two key ingredients: the choice, the ability to choose, and both bills include that, as well as accountability, the ability to fire bad managers so you can change the culture.
How did we get here? How did it get this bad?
Boy, there's a lot of shared responsibility there. I think we got here for a number of reasons. One, insufficient oversight. Congress, in many ways, abdicated its responsibility, wasn't doing the job of digging into the details of what was actually happening. There's one big hero in this. Chairman Jeff Miller, a Republican out of Florida, chairs the House Veterans Affairs Committee, and he's been taking this oversight function seriously for a long time, long before this scandal unfolded, and sort of forcing people to realize that this system isn't working. If you have your ear to the ground at all with veterans over the last couple of decades, let alone the last 5 years, the system is dysfunctional. The other reason we got here is because Washington has one answer for every problem, and it's more spending. And so the president talks about historic investments at the Department of Veterans Affairs, and what he means is, I've just written bigger checks, therefore veterans' lives should be better. And that is what passes as caring and oversight, which, of course, if you pump more money into a system that isn't working, it oftentimes just exacerbates the problem. So when you don't have oversight and you don't have you're just spending more money to try to fix the problem, things get worse. There's also, been some increase in demand with the.
We lose you, Pete? Hey, Pete, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Yep.
Oh, we lost you for a sec there. I don't know, a bad cell connection or something. Pete Hegseth, the CEO of Concerned Veterans for America, joining us today. Assuming Harry Reid has to schedule a vote on it, there's a compromise there between the left and the right there, similar to the House version. Given the fact the administration's been really tone deaf on this one, same thing there. The president has to put a pen to this and sign it and get this off his plate.
Well, I think he does. And you mentioned the pen. It was such a crisis at VA, and everyone realizes it now. Where's the pen and the phone on this one? Where's the executive order? Where's the urgency? Where's the demands? The if Congress won't act, I will threats. None of that from the White House. Because, you know, they're invested in the narrative of more spending. They're invested in the narrative of government-run, top-down, single-payer health care works. That's what the VA is. It's single-payer health care. It has failed our veterans. They don't want to have to admit that, nor do they want to give veterans choice because it undercuts their narrative. So I don't think this is the type of bill the president would want to sign. I just don't know how he gets away with not signing it. So I wouldn't be surprised if he sort of embraces it and says, well, and this is, you know, something I'm responsible for and I'm really excited to sign it, when nothing could be further from the truth. So, hey, if he does it for the wrong reasons, he still does it, and it provides choices for veterans that have never had it before. And I think it has an ability to fundamentally change the quality of care that our veterans receive.
All right, members up on Capitol Hill are getting an opportunity to question Secretary of Defense Chuck Hagel. If you were there, what would you ask him about this unbelievable deal securing the release of Bergdahl for the five Taliban terrorists?
Oh, man, I mean, where do you start on this particular deal? First of all, I want to know whose decision was it really, because the president said it was Chuck Hagel's, and Chuck Hagel said it was the president. We know where the buck ultimately stops on that. But I would want to ask him about all of the things that were originally put forward about why this made sense, the urgency of the health, which we now know of Bergdahl, which we now know isn't true, which is the way in which they'd be treated in Qatar, which now they're going to have freedom of movement, the extent to which they did the Rose Garden ceremony and crowned him as a returning hero, but they knew, the Pentagon knew in 2010 that an internal investigation had determined that Bergdahl likely walked off the base. This is another example of, I don't know if they think that we're just not paying attention and stupid, or if the president really just is not being served by his advisors and has no idea, had no idea about Bergdahl's actual background. So many questions to ask, and I think it'll be important that they get to the bottom, because Hagel's been defensive on this. He seemed a little bit out of touch on this, and really not understanding the deadly precedent that this is sending. And I'd also ask him that. What does this tell you? Does this set a precedent? And finally, I would ask, what does this do to our mission in Afghanistan? The Afghans have come out and said how badly this is undercutting their ability and the central government's ability to stand up against the Taliban that's now been legitimized. You know, was that factored in? We know the commanders in Afghanistan were not consulted. If they're not consulted about it, they never had an opportunity to weigh in on how it might affect them and the efforts of our soldiers, which something like someone like the Secretary of Defense should really care about.
Nathaniel in Bismarck has a question for our guest, Pete Hegseth from Concerned Veterans for America. Go ahead, Nathaniel.
Well, I understand from having a family that is strictly military, with my nieces and nephews, eight brothers and one sister, we come out with 10 Marines, 7 Air Force, and 3 Navy. What I would like to see is soldiers or veterans that have medical issues be able to go to any hospital, to any doctor they want to in the country or in any country, and get any medical care they need to someone that they're confident will provide the best medical care possible. I believe the president would be willing to sign this bill, and I'd like to see more soldiers get behind the commander-in-chief and the Secretary of Defense than running around being puppets to these people that are telling them what the president said. Get it from the horse's mouth.
All right, Nathaniel, we're going to give Pete a chance to address that on the other side of the break, so if you want to hang out for your answer, we can, and then we'll also return to the latest on this Bergdahl situation as well. Appreciate the call. More after this. Pete Hegseth, Concerned Veterans for America, with us on What's On Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Look, Billings, Montana, the Metro Park Expo Center, home of the 15th Annual Energy Exposition. Yep, June 25th and 26th. It's the largest oil and gas trade show in the Rockies. You go there, you get exposed. Register your company for a booth now. And hey, don't miss the industry dinner with keynote speaker, the Honorable Dick Cheney. Admission to the expo is free, and the exposure is, you know, priceless. The Energy Exposition, June 25th and 26th. Find out more at energyexposition.com.
PetroServe USA, when you want to
to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
North Dakota and Minnesota's leading steel building contractor is Evercourt Building Systems. Jesse Everett, the owner, is on the phone with us. Jesse, I need a shop, an office, and a warehouse all in one. Can you take care of me?
Absolutely.
How long does the design process take?
3 weeks, and you've got your blueprints.
How long is delivery going to take?
We guarantee delivery in 4 weeks.
And when am I moving in?
We're going to have that building built in 90 days.
Tell me about the quality. What goes into an Evercourt building?
All North American-made steel. We tend to put big foundations under them that are engineered by local engineers that understand the conditions, and we tend to overdo it.
How do you price this so I get the best bang for my buck, Jesse?
We use 39 plants across the U.S. That's factory direct, which means you get the best price.
Jesse, you sold me. How do I reach you to talk about my next building project?
Just call me, 612-282-9922.
Or online at evercourtbuildingsystems.com. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Before the top of the hour, Talk Radio Town Hall Day, Wednesday, Congressman Kevin Cramer for the full hour next hour with your questions and comments. Welcome, so get set for that. Meanwhile, we're continuing our conversation with Pete Hegseth, CEO of Concerned Veterans for America, which is a organization that advocates for policies that preserve the freedom and liberty we and our families so proudly fought and sacrificed to defend. That's their mission. So before the break, the caller was saying, hey, here's what we need, just... you know, give us access to healthcare, basically a privatization of the system. That's not completely what was proposed in this legislation we talked about earlier, but it goes down that path, right, Pete?
That's right. No, I want to thank that gentleman for his service. He rattled off what he and his family have done, which is incredible and a backbone of what this country relies on. He's right. I mean, veterans should be able to get care anywhere. These bills represent, I believe, what is possible right now in the United States Senate and the House as an opportunity to demonstrate the power that the private sector can bring in veteran care for veterans. And maybe eventually it leads to a system in which veterans can access any care anywhere. There will always be specialized services the VA provides that I think are better for veterans because of certain things that veterans experience, ambulatory things, mental health care, PTSD, TBI, all those things that I think the VA can do very well, but the private sector can answer a lot of the basic needs, I agree. And as for the president and the secretary's own words, and he mentioned that I think in the context of Bergdahl or VA, the problem is they say very little, and they do it with no emphasis. Look at the war in Afghanistan. When's the last time president seriously talked about it? I know he popped in there briefly, but the commitment there has been diminished for a very long time. Our frustration with that or with the VA or other things is that he doesn't seem to emphasize or put the level of value there rhetorically or with events or legislatively the way that he could or should. So whether or not his words speak for themselves, I don't know, but there's not enough of them, and that's part of the problem.
Another call came in during the break for you, Pete. Here it is.
Yeah, this is for Pete, or if you don't play it, you could maybe play it for Congressman. My opinion, take that part of the VA, the health system, and take that poor horse out and put it out of its misery. It just seems so complicated, and you're going to spend more money on it. But the question I have, I've never heard anybody talk about these people waiting so long to get an appointment. What's wrong with the families? I mean, my dad's 91, and boy, I'll tell you, he's got a problem. If he had to wait 90 days for an appointment, I'd be on something right away. It's got to be done. So that I don't understand, and I don't know if you can answer that.
I can. I mean, I actually stood outside the Baltimore VA recently and interviewed families and military families and veterans coming in and out. The families are there, to quote the president, mad as hell. They're frustrated. They're angry. They're at the VA being advocates for their veterans as well. The problem is they're met by one thing, an impenetrable bureaucracy. Phone call, waiting on hold, talking to a different person each time, obstruction, rudeness in many cases, a system that treats their veteran like a number as opposed to a person. And so the families are just as frustrated, and the families are affected just as much as military veterans. So I don't think it's that families don't care. Well, they do. And some of the most powerful and forceful advocates for reform of the Department of Veterans Affairs and members of Concerned Veterans for America are military family members who see the pain and suffering their veterans go through while they wait. Because these wait times are real. The 190 days, it's real, and it's across the country. It's rampant throughout the system. The audit found that over 70% of facilities were using improper scheduling practices to hide the actual wait times of veterans. So they would say it's a couple of weeks, but it's actually a couple of months, which when you're in pain, that's a long time. And I called for an appointment yesterday. I got one today, less than 48 hours. That's how it should be. And our veterans are waiting months, and they and their families are sick of it. And thankfully, they're going to get an opportunity soon, to get options elsewhere.
All right. About 90 seconds left is all we have. So let's finish on the Bergdahl thing and where we go from here on this. I heard Hillary Clinton in one of her round of interviews suggest that there's no threat to the United States, from these five. That basically there might be to Pakistan and Afghanistan, but they need to defend themselves now. What do you make of that response?
I just think it's utterly and absolutely false. Take it in the context also of Iraq, Mosul in Iraq being taken over by the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, which is aligned with Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda is not on the run. They're on the march. Al-Qaeda affiliated with the Taliban. The Taliban has an increasing influence, unfortunately, in some places of Afghanistan as we draw back. So because of the policies of this administration and, frankly, of then Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, we haven't put Al-Qaeda on their heels. They instead are on the offensive in many places. And an emboldened enemy like that with new jihadist rock stars at the helm is just going to be more dangerous. I understand there are different groups with different priorities, but their main goal and their main thrust are the same, and their main enemy in the United States and Israel remains the same. So if I were to say that, I think it's just counter to the facts, and she's trying to make it go away. It is not an issue that will go away, and we'll see what happens when these guys are released, but it won't be. They're not going to go start business. They're going to go into the business they know, which is jihad.
And then, of course, we have Bergdahl himself and getting to the bottom of that. National Security Advisor Susan Rice out defending it, saying he served with honor and distinction. And we know they've got 5 years worth of an investigation suggests he was a deserter. Should she be fired as a result of that? Is this a bungle that she can't undo?
Well, this is a, well, she should have been fired for any number of things, including Benghazi and the way she frames that. I mean, it's puzzling that they put her out as the one to push out these false talking points yet again. Should she be fired? Yeah, she should have been fired a long time ago, but this administration's pretty good at closing ranks, which is why it was surprising to see Shinseki, this head of the VA, finally get fired. It's going to take that level of pressure. And usually it took veterans dying waiting on secret lists. Well, people died in Benghazi and she misrepresented it and she still wasn't fired, so I don't know what it's going to take.
Keep fighting, Pete. ConcernedVeteransForAmerica.org, the website. Pete Hegseth, watch him on Fox, doing great work for our vets.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
If you're looking for an easy, clean, and safe way to haul more loads of grain every day, the Roltec electric system from AgriCover converts manual opening hopper bottoms and side-locking tarps into electric. It makes loading and unloading hassle-free. This completely integrated system uses the same wireless remote to control both hoppers and a roll tarp, keeping your driver out of the dust, rain, and harm's way. Schedule your install today by calling a dealer near you. Find a dealer online at RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com.
Henry Ford once said, "A man who stops to advertise and save money is like a man who stops the clock to save time." Alex Castle here, the National Account Executive at GCN. I have the ability to customize a national radio campaign based on your budget while targeting your demographic. Contact me to find out how national radio can help your business be more profitable at 877-996-4327, extension 177. That's 877-996-4327, extension 177, and help me help you bring your business to the next level.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.